I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors on The Great Big Owl.
In an hour of technical difficulties, people have been asking, why have we not done a podcast for a little while? Well, let me tell you this. There's gremlins here. Yeah, there's gremlins up here. There's gremlins up here, mate. I'm telling you. One of them's climbed in my computer, and I don't know if he's got in there with a screwdriver, but he's mucked about with something and dislodged something, definitely.
That's it. Hey,
that's definitely what's at my end. I don't know what's at your end.
Well, I strongly suspect that Margaret has been using all my technical equipment as a love aid, a sex aid.
Oh, a sex aid, yeah.
I found my Zoom recorder.
It's got stuff all over it.
It's got stuff all over it.
Yeah, all stuff on it.
But can I just say to anyone... that is stinks. But look, hold on. I've got those instructions. They come with it. You know, it's in German, Japanese. Presumably it says the same, but the English one goes, under no circumstances put this Zoom H4N Pro handy recorder up your wife's chuff. Because
it
gets up on it. And in German, it can stinken. It can stink.
And you can't wash it with water, can you? You can't, because it ruins it.
Nicht Wasser with Wasser. Nicht absolut verboten, de sticken up the wife and chuffen. And, you know, I said to her, look at that chuffen.
It's written there in black and white in German.
And the Japanese one, it's just they've got signs, right? And there's a lady there. Well, you can guess what she's doing. It involves all sorts of stuff. Oh, but gross. To anyone at home who is thinking that we are stupid, you would not. But we are trying.
Oh, no,
you
think that couldn't be further from
we're not stupid.
We've tried for an hour and a half to get this done.
We have.
And we have done. Oh. We haven't given up, though, have we, Barry?
We kept going for you because we want to see you through the last vestiges of lockdown.
Yeah, we want to see you come out of it into the spring sunshine. And what a beautiful day it is today. Oh. And, Barry, I think you wrote one of your spring poems, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Here it is. And lo, the day did come. I got up off my bum. I went out to the flowers. I didn't see no flowers.
Oh.
So joys of the spring, I could come.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I went up to a daffodil that was leaning near my windowsill. I took a sniff. What was that whiff? The dog had shat in it as well. I plucked it from the birth.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I cut off. Isn't it lovely? I cut off it in its prime of birth. I stuck it in a vase. Margaret came in one of her bras. And she kissed me on the lips. And I didn't get to the end of that. I was still working on it.
Yeah, well, it's working. Boy, spring has only just sprung, hasn't it? So you can't be expected to finish it.
No, but you made a start on one, didn't you? Your spring poem.
In my poetry book that I bought from Ryman's. Yeah. It goes like this. Oh, what a long winter it's been.
Yeah.
Summer of stuff in winter I have never seen before because it's been so shit. And what with lockdown and all, oh, my God, it's like... I wanted to fall into the earth and have all that muck stuck on my I couldn't give a fuck about the fact that winter has gone. But anyway, spring is here, and
oh dear!
I went outside into the sun. And like you, I felt it first on my bum. Because I went out backwards, you see. It's the way, I haven't finished it yet. It's actually only a first draft. So, spring has only just sprung. I can't be expected to have it all written down.
No, of course not.
No, of course not.
No, I mean, you're just like a little fledgling bird going out in the sun.
Yeah, that's it. With my eyes just opening like that. Adjusting to the sunlight like that. You know?
That's it. You can't be expected to have all the answers poetry-wise so quickly.
I've got ideas. Yeah. But that's all they are at this stage. They're not fully formed ideas, you know.
I've got ideas that I've jotted down.
Got ideas.
Just jotted down, isn't it? They're just ideas. I'm just floating them at the moment. So, daffodils. Remember,
daffodils,
I said daffodils.
Yeah, you like them?
Daffodils. Spring, I'll put there. Lamb, I'll put down there.
Rutting.
Sunshine. Which one?
Rutting.
Rutting, I put bonking, shagging, ladies suddenly looking all nice in their dresses and that in the high street and all that. Then I put NB, don't get involved in any of that trouble you had last year. And NB, if you are going to do that, make sure no one can see you.
Yeah, wear a mask.
We're at asterisk by mask. It says by mask.
By
and
mask.
Then it goes NBC asterisk, go to joke shop, get mask,
get
it
mask.
Says.
Yeah, then yeah. And then do what you like.
Then PS, do what you like. Then it goes little asterisk, NB, don't forget to buy some chops, because I want chops.
Because it's spring, isn't it?
In spring, it doesn't always influence my poetry, but I do like a big one for making lists.
I love making lists. But my ideas I don't know where they come from, but
no.
I will say this, I had a very lucid dream last night.
Oh, God, go on, what happened?
Yeah, no, it was like, it's funny because it just... It was like being there, you know. It was like I had been regressed into a past life. And I know, as you know, this is about my third life.
I
spent a good deal of time in my second life in medieval times.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
do you
right.
remember? I was there like
the
a peasant.
The court of... was it the court of Mary the First,
Mary,
was it?
Mary the First, the court of Mary the First. Yeah, I was...
That's
I was a bloke that worked in the stables and I cleaned out the muck, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But in my dream, right, it wasn't just me cleaning. I was there and I turn up for work like as I normally do every morning, like Mary's stables, right?
Yeah.
And then I look, and there's this other bloke there, all of a sudden. I thought, what is this, right? And, of course, in my dream, right, it's...
Paul Burrell.
He's Paul Burrell, right?
The medieval version.
But he's still got the same, like, Puritan shoes on, right? They're all covered in, like, the horse muck and stuff all over.
He's kicking off.
For Christ's sake, all this muck on my shoes. Anyway, he's trying to shoe this horse, right? And he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing, right? He says, I'm a blacksmith. And he's trying to bend this thing, this horseshoe, right? He's trying to bend it around a drain pipe. I says, what are you doing with that, right? He goes, I know what I'm doing. I'm a horse, shoeing horses here. Anyway, he stuck this thing on this horse, right? I says, Paul, you've got to use something proper, like, you know? He's trying to gaffer it on the foot, right?
God.
And I says to him in my dream, I says, where did you get that gaffer tape from, right? Yeah. It hasn't even been invented yet.
Been invented, of course.
I came back in a time machine from 1997, I said, you're pathetic. You are pathetic, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was quite a vivid dream of working in the stables at the court of me. Anyway, the old place stank, and he was.
Yeah.
But then I woke up, you see, and it was just an idea. Yeah. It's just an idea.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Can I just say I fully concur about some of his terrible efforts. He reckons he knows all the royal stuff. I know how to do this. I know. Well versed in the, you know, shoeing horses. I'm well versed in.
Go-karting.
I don't know. I used to take
Harry and William go karting. Right? Did you? He went, yeah, I did. I says, all right, let's go. We went go karting. He was driving backwards. I says, mate, you've never done this before in your life.
I know.
Ever. I don't take it anymore. I just call him out. I call him out on it.
The tall stories he goes in for and all that. He's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I was embarrassed for him. You know, they've gone. You know, Megan and Harry.
Megxit.
What did I call it?
You called it Megxit.
Yeah, he's honestly. You want to hear him? They're not calling it Megxit. They're calling it Pegxit. That Paul is with them as
Oh right, Pegxit. Yeah. The fuss over here, I'm going over to look out.
It's silly cow. Oprah wants to interview me.
I'm doing all the contracts for all of them.
I was embarrassed because from what I heard, he went out to, you know, they got this massive gated property. And Paul's gone out. This is what I heard. I won't tell you my sources, but cool. Paul went out.
I heard something about this as well.
Yeah, that's it. He went up to the driveway. He's pressed on the button. It's one of them state-of-the-art video thing. Yeah. He sees Harry, comes to it, goes, hello? And he goes, Harry!
It's the rock.
Harry's gone, oh, fucking hell. And he ducks out of the way. He's come back with a full speed. No one called Harry here.
Yeah.
He goes, come on, Harry, it's me. And then Harry ducks out. And Megan, she's got a mask she's got on from the same joke shop in Watford that I was going to go to.
She orders all her stuff from there.
Gareth Southgate. And she's gone, no.
Alan Sugar's face.
there ain't no Harry and Meghan here. Fuck off.
It's Alan Sugar's place. This is Alan Sugar's, Ricky.
It's Alan Sugar's place in Bel Air. fuck off. He's come.
Get out of here.
No, no, no. Get out of it. She does the voices. She's an actress, you know. Get out of it. So.
She's an actress, isn't it?
So, Paul's, oh, no, but I'm the rock. I'm your rock. Fuck off.
Fuck off, rock. Get out of here.
Take your fucking Puritan shoes, didn't I? Yeah.
I heard, like, he wouldn't give up, Paul, when he was out there. Because he's like, he's just, he's begging, he's banging on the thing, and beep, beep, he's like begging them for a job, and like, and she's come back as Alan Sugar. She's come back as Mr. Bean. Like, all the masks you can get. She's bought them all very cleverly to disguise herself, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Right, anyway, after about a day and a half, Harry, I auditioned the source. I'm not going to reveal the source because it's just...
Don't reveal it.
I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to get them in trouble.
It's a need-to-know basis. Exactly. Right, go on.
Anyway, they come out the gate, like, a couple of days later. And he's like, he's finally gone, Paul.
Oh, right.
But he's been there so long, waiting, begging, right? Just to the left-hand side of the gate. All right, he's done all these shits. He's done all these shits on the floor. And they had it analysed in the lab, and they knew it was... Because they had to, you know, for police reasons.
Security.
Yeah, security reasons. Right, they had it taken. They took it to the lab, and it was Paul Burrell's. Mm. It was Paul Burrell's muck. And committed, there was nowhere else for him to go, because it's Hollywood Hills. That he's just done it. He's just done it on the side of the road there, on the gate, you know.
And I don't think Kensington Palace would approve of that. But what I heard
they wouldn't approve of it. He wouldn't get a job there no more.
He's camped out there and everything. He's left all his old bits, takeaway cartons, a lot that he had. And as you say, his feet.
There was a Puritan shoe there. Which he must have left when he was chased out of the place. Like,
that's it.
Must have slipped and off. And it said, and you think it's like from the medieval, like because he makes all this.
It.
No, but it's just dulces in it, right?
Dulces. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Richard and Gretel gonna make your lives better today.
If you'll subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast place.
Richard and Gretel from the Great Big Owl.
You know...
You know? But as a parting shot, and I think it's disgusting. I've told him as much.
Well, I'll tell him as well.
He smeared the rock. on the wall outside. It is a such a beautiful house. You've seen it on
all
the
white
news.
Walls. It's all it's white all walls. He knew what he was doing.
Beautiful tiling. It's sort of Portuguese tiling they've done it beautifully and smeared in his own muck, just says The Rock. And then in brackets, he's gone to great care to put in brackets with commas and everything in his own muck. in brackets, that's what your bum called me. Full stop.
And then he's got, and underneath that, he's got, in his muck, he's got his phone number.
With an asterisk.
And it's, and after that, it's just, I'm so sorry I had nothing else to write with.
P.S. Please forgive me for this. P.P.S. How's your brother? And it's gone P.P.P.S. If you want
I
to
do
give...
miss him, son. It was a huge message. And he must have done about 7 shits. Right, to get it all out on the wall, like, you know.
But then, and then he crossed out a couple of bits with his own finger.
Yeah, would he would.
Apologies, that's spelt wrong. He put in brackets. Wrong. Full stop, comma.
He used his own brown Chipex.
He did. Semicolon, he did the lot. Yeah, ironically, well, he's come proper, out his colon. Very good, and then he went on. And I will say that. I will say that for Paul, that, OK, he's made a bit of a fool of himself, he's appeared on a variety of things, and he's undone any standing he had as Diana's butler. But when it comes to his grammar, when writing stuff in his own fecal matter, he is second to none.
And he's got a bit of pride, you know, fair play to the lad, but, I just don't think he should be writing, like, notes to the royal family with his muck on the wall outside their house.
I've told him as much.
I said, Paul, you look nuts doing that. You look crazy doing that, you know? He said, I don't care. I'm beyond all that. I need them to know how committed I am to the family. I says, you're going to be committed to a nut house if you're not careful.
Yes, sooner or later, yeah.
Because that will happen.
But I don't know. I tried to tell Megan. I wrote her a letter and I said, dear Megan, I can assure you, and I won't reveal my sources, but Paul has gone. You can stop dressing up like Alan Sugar, I said.
And Mr Bean.
And she
Jeremy
says,
Clarkson.
Thank you. And she's written back as Jeremy Clarkson. I said, it's a soppy thing, really, but it does send you mad, the fame, doesn't it?
Yeah,
They've been pushed. And anyway, she's gone... All the best, Alan Sugar at the bottom.
Oh, Christ,
I know it's her. I said, all right.
Yeah.
But it will send you round the twist.
I've heard that she is like, she's got so deep into character now that she thinks she is Alan Sugar.
I heard that. And that's
very embarrassing because, like, Will said, look, I'm looking forward to Christmas, Megan. And she went, yeah, me too, yeah. And then on Christmas Day, right, she sent Kate Middleton's, Middleton now, right, he sent them a package, and says, oh, enjoy this, all the best, Alan Sugar. And it's one of them, like, fax machine tees made things, you know?
That's been welded onto a tees made.
For pensioners, right? You say, hope you get a lot of enjoyment out of this, and I hope, you know, all the best, Alan Sugar. Like, she's gone mad, you know? Poor cat.
They do get into character, though. That's what it is. They do have to do that. You'll find that, you know, they really do. It's called method acting, isn't it?
Your method, yeah.
You know. So that's it. But, I mean, I felt sorry for, you know, her dad, Thomas Markle.
Oh, yeah.
That geezer. Yeah, that fella, and he's out there. Anyway, it's going to be a nightmare because he went round their house. Not long after that, and they come to the little video camera. She's dressed up as Alan Sugar, and he's going, "I demand to see my grandson."
He's dressed up as Mr. Bean, isn't he?
That's it. Yeah. I want to come in. Oh no! She goes, all right, come in. She's letting
him open. Someone open the gate.
And Thomas Markle, bless him, I mean, he's confused the best of son. Face to face, what he thinks is Alan fucking Sugar. It's not. It's Meghan. And quite honestly, the Queen is entirely within her rights to withdraw any grace and favour from Alan Sugar.
Well, she thinks now that she's got Alan Sugar like in the royal family, and that's the last thing she wanted. I mean, he's already made his way into the Lords. No one imagined that he would weasel his way into the royal family.
He's unstoppable. He's unstoppable. Anyway, listen, I wanted to say this. You've been using your drone, haven't you, in this beautiful weather, the beautiful skies.
I've been using. I bought a drone. That's right. I got it off the line.
With a camera.
I had a camera-mounted drone, and I got very good at flying it. And as the weather improved, what is great about drones is that you can fly them up high, and then you can fly them right outside people's bedroom windows. Now, I don't know if you've ever done this, right?
I might have done. No, I don't want to be coy about it. You tell me.
The thing is, right, I knew Elton was in, right? I knew he was in.
Yeah.
I knew he was. I went round there, banging on the door. Luckily, I had my drone, right, with a camera on it. I knew he was in. Banging on the
buzzer. He
wasn't answering on the buzzer. I knew he was in. God. I knew he was in. I thought, right, I'll get to the bottom of this. Right, so I set up the drone, right, bzzz, up it goes, right?
Yeah.
All round the back of his mansion. I know exactly which room he's in as well. He's in the dressing up room, right? So I'll fly it round the back. There I go. Room number 3, window number 7, right? And sure enough, right, there he is, right? And I'm looking in, I fly my drone, I creep it up there, and he stood there, right, Elton, right?
Yeah.
In this, like, he's got his velour tracksuit on, right?
Yeah.
And his hair, right? He's got all his hair, pulled back like Vicky Pollard.
Yeah.
And he's got
Croydon facelift.
He's got pink makeup on his cheeks there, And he's got a pair of slippers on, and he's got a fag on the go like this, right?
That's
David Furniture is sort of set opposite him, right? And he's going, well, I haven't got money for the fucking TV licence. What are you going to do about that? Who's going to pay for the TV licence? What about the kids at school like this? And I'm going...
Role play, is it?
Yes, I know what this is. Yeah. You're pretending to be poor people, right?
And
he doesn't like to be interrupted when he's pretending to be poor people. You know?
Yeah.
And Furniture's giving it back to him, going, well, I haven't worked in 5 years, right? I've got to go down, I haven't got time for this, I've got to go down and get me dole money, like that. And I just
that's
thought,
it.
I says, no wonder you do this in private, right? No wonder, because this is some sort of fantasy about having no money and not being really good at songwriting, you know?
It's embarrassing. But that keeps the sex life alive.
Oh, it does keep the sex life alive.
Doesn't it? Role play.
It really does, because I got that on camera as well. They really go for it with each other, with all sorts of things, like sticks and stuff.
I know. I had the same thing. everybody's favourite television personality, Kim Woodbury.
Did you have your drone?
With my drone. Right. I went round there to discuss some finer points of cleaning stuff.
Just a few things to pick her up on.
I wanted to ask about J-Class. I just had a couple of questions.
You're banging on the door?
I banged on the door. I mean, I don't like... It's very... It's a spick and span there. I didn't want to leave any prints.
No, no marks. So put your gloves on.
I put my gloves on and all that, and I thought, I don't know, maybe I'll write her just a little query about, I think it was that sift liquid stuff.
It's simple as that.
Will it leave smears, or what's the best way of...
getting the smears off.
I mean, it's unreasonable to want to know these things. I mean, I've got a lovely... I've been
and if you want to know the answer to these questions, you go to the source. You go to Woodbury. There's no one else. There's no one anywhere else.
You don't go and speak to the monkey, speak to the organ grinder,
don't you?
And I just had a couple of queries. You know, I've been using Pledge on my lovely oak table. Then I wanted to know what was
the best thing to do? What's the best cloth to use with that? You know, just a couple of queries I
have. Is it a chamois? What do you use? I mean, it's a non-smear. They do sell these things. All right.
They don't make that clear. They give you the polish, but they don't make it clear which cloth to use. So, Woodburn is the person to ask.
Exactly. Look at it. And on the here, I've got a little can of pledge. Yeah, and they got it in German. All the instructions. Nichts schmieren on Tablachen, right? Nichts schmieren. It goes.
Don't smear on the table.
So it says using a cotone, right? So right. I don't know what that means. So I just had a quiz and I took the cap. No answer. Knocking on the door. Hello, Kim. I'm banging on the door. Kim, in my cotton gloves, so I didn't smear nothing.
No. You can't be accused of that.
The place stinks.
Oh, right.
Coming through the letterbox. And this is the problem I have with it.
Stinky things, all human muck.
It's done because I put my nose up to the letterbox, spick and spam in there, right? Spick and spam, but it stank. And it stinks. This is odd.
What's that horrible smell?
This is odd. I thought, what a few queries to ask, and the stink coming through the letterbox. There's a stink coming out from the house. And I thought, well, okay. I mean, that's odd. I know she's a real one for cleanliness.
I know last night was curry night.
So, what have I done? I've gone, well, I don't know. I don't want to go and knock on the window. I'll get the old drone up there. Get the old drone up. I've gone to the end of the drive. I've cranked the thing up. It's gone up in the sky. It's gone over. It's gone. It's gone round the back. Went over a roof, down the other side. And I tell you what. In the front couple of rooms of her gaff, beautiful.
Yes, spick and span.
Lovely. Yeah. But out the back, she was wallowing in old shits. She was in rags. She had all her egg
darling.
On her face.
Hello,
she was. She saw the camera. And she panicked.
She would panic. She'd think, I've been caught out here and all my stink.
That snake she wears on her head, that was slithering around the floor. She grabbed it.
Stuck it. Wound it back up her head. Put hay on it.
Put hay on top of it. She was like, fucking hell, they've caught me. You know, she thought I was the tabloid.
My career's in tatters.
In tatters. Well, I was shot. I panicked. Ooh,
yeah,
you know,
panicked, yeah.
The bloody drone the smashed against the window. Like,
oh, no.
You know, it was horrific, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
She was pulling up her drawers and all that, you know, trying to wipe her face, get the snake on, get the hay on top of that. And she she read it.
Get a cigarette and a cigarette holder. Like,
get all that all ready, you know. Yeah. She quickly tried to put her teeth in and put her lipstick on and all that. She ran to the front door. And all I remember, and I've got the footage of it, the camera, the thing pulling away. And she ran to the door. You know, you'd never
And when she opened the door, she's all like, hello. Like, all like
normal. Yeah, she tried to, hello, darling. Look
at my clean front room. You know.
Yeah, and all that, but out the back.
But maybe she knew what you had done. There must have been an air of suspicion about the conversation, you know?
Well,
must have suspected it was you flying a drone, because you'd asked her to join your drone club the day before.
And she got in touch with me, and she said, dear Barry.
Right.
I was very disappointed that you made the effort to send a drone spying on me.
Yeah.
I am a well-known television personality who prides herself on cleaning stuff, and whilst I was very willing to advise you on smears on your oak table and the use of pledge, I at no point expected you to send a drone round to see me wallowing in my own muck. Out the back of
that
my
is my head. Private time.
It is my private
what
time.
What I do in my private time is my choice.
Being someone in the public eye would mean that anyone who would get hold of any photos of me wallowing in muck with a snake that I normally stick on my head would obviously cause me some distress if it got out into public eye. Please be advised that you must never come round to my house again. P.S. Please just use a standard cotton cloth on any of your oak tables.
That's okay, isn't it? That's almost worth shelving the footage for, because you got what you needed. You know?
I don't want that footage on the camera. I don't need it.
No, it's
dangerous.
Disgusting. It's disgusting. It's
disgusting and all.
Yeah. Got to feel sorry for these people, though, haven't you? I mean, they can't live normal lives like we live, you know?
That's right.
They have to their sort of private stuff in private. And
they do.
And if it gets out, sorry.
Well, do you want to read your disclaimer about Elton John, which you were asked to say?
I remember that. I just asked to say, because in case, I don't want to release the footage, just for Elton, but at no time did I send a drone up round Elton John's house and go, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, at no time did I send a drone up round Elton John's house and look in his window and see him pretending to be Vicky Pollard and demanding to know how the TV license was going to be paid. Neither did David Furniture pretend to have been unemployed for 5 years and worry about how he was going to get his dole money. Neither of them were smoking. Neither of them had their hair pulled back like Vicky Pollard, or were wearing makeup, and I'm not even sure they was in velour tracksuits either, although there's a good possibility that they were. That's the only bit that I can confirm. I just thought I'd better make that very, very clear.
Absolutely clear. In case Easter...
Because I'm not allowed to release the footage.
No. Can I make it absolutely clear that at no point did I, Barry from Watford, send a drone round Kim Woodburn's house following an attempt to ask about smearing on my table? Yeah. At no point did I knock on her door in cotton gloves and, whilst peering through a letterbox, get the stink of human stinky smells. At no point did I then go to the end of her driveway, send a drone round the back to see her wallowing in her own filth whilst the snake...
Never happened.
With a snake on the floor, then she attempted... everywhere, stick on her head, and at no point did she then subsequently speak to me about cleaning, shit or any other subjects. Kim is one of this country's leading...
Wonderful cleaning people.
Cleaning people, that's what I called her. And her reputation hopefully has not been damaged, by any of this fecal accusations.
Okay.
Yours truly, all the best.
All the very best of Harry. Well, I think that should have helped. I hope so. I can't see why it wouldn't have helped now. As we move into spring, it should be...
As we move into spring...
This podcast has been timed perfectly. As we move into spring, to lift the mood of the nation...
Yeah. Well, we hope that's gone some way. We're just doing our bit.
Lifting the boredom. Yeah, we're just doing our bit.
You can't do any more. We're just doing our bit for people.
We do what we can.
Yeah, we only do what we can, guys.
That's it. That's all we can do. Listen, I've got to say goodbye now because my computer... camera thing's about to go because I need to plug the computer in, which we will do for when we do the Patreon.
Patreon.
That's where the gold is. This is flim flam.
That's where the gold.
This is flim flam.
This is flim flam. All right, lots of love, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye then. Bye. Right, hold on. Let me turn this one.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.